Makes sense if Mandalore has been part of this right from the beginning. She stared hard at him.
You could be right. Stryver knew about the Cinzia long before anyone else. It was him going around asking questions that tipped us off.
And his Cinzia was on a diplomatic mission, but neither the Empire nor the Republic had ever heard of it. Can you name any other major players in the galaxy at the moment? She granted him the point. Even if the Mandalorians hadn't acted as a united body since the war, it wasn't inconceivable that they might do so again, for honor, or the right price, or just because they needed a good war.
Why did those things attack Stryver, then?
I don't know.
And who saved the nest from destruction when the Cinzia's crew blew themselves up?
I don't know that either. She shook her head.
Every way I look at this, it keeps on getting crazier.
Tassar Barish had no idea, did she? The sound of grinding rubble came from outside the vault. Lorin hurried to the door before Hetchki could call. The giant mass of stone blocking the far entrance was moving forward. Behind the crunching of rock and ferrocrete, she could hear a hissing and pounding that could only have come from dirt-moving droids.
Okay, she said. This is it. If you've got any other bright ideas, Jet, now would be the time.
You've had your daily quota, I'm afraid.
Well then, you'd better join me in hoping that Chigar turns up soon. Otherwise, we'll see what Tassar Barish's hospitality is really like behind all the chintz.
I suppose we could try to make a last-ditch break for it, he said.
And go where?
Well, is my ship.
I thought it was impounded.
Oh, that. A small technicality.
Like getting out of here alive?
He winked. A man can dream, can't he? Levity in the face of unspeakable odds always buoyed her spirits. It surprised her how much she had warmed to the smuggler in their short time together. Maybe their cells would be next to each other, to Tassar Barish's dungeon. Maybe they would be stretched on adjacent racks. With a crumbling crash, the droids broke through the rubble. Once the way was clear, they retreated to allow the palace's security forces past. There were dozens of them, all heavily armored and armed, creeping forward across the exposed beams of the floor, with sights trained on the vault. Lorin almost laughed. Tassar Barish had sent an army to capture just 4 people. It would have been absurd if she hadn't been on the wrong end of the equation.
What do you think, Hetchki?
She called to the Keldor soldier.
We can try surrendering to them if you like. We haven't done anything wrong when you think about it. Your boss was actually invited.
I don't reckon they're in the mood to care about that, sir. That was true enough. The ranks of Weequay, Hooks, Nyctos, and Gamorreans looked as though they expected a whole army of Sith, Jedi, and Mandalorians to burst out of the vault and make off with their mistress's fortunes. If only they knew there were just 3 people and a droid. It hadn't even occurred to Lorin to try unlocking the other 3 vaults.
All right, then, she said. Wait until you can see the red of their eyes.
Her opposite number among the security team was saying much the same thing, judging by the sudden tightening of the ranks. One enormous Weequay raised his right hand to give the signal to attack.
At that moment, Lorin's comlink buzzed.
She froze, unable to fire and answer at the same time. What was more important, the last shot she might ever fire in her life, or the last communication she might ever receive? The Weequay had frozen too. A blue-skinned Twi'lek had appeared at the far end of the room, waving and shouting something in a language she couldn't understand.
Can you follow that?
She asked Jet. He shook his head.
Sounds important, though, whatever it is.
No one was coming for them at the moment.